Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hosea, chapters 13 and 14. Death and grave have lost its power over us. We read in Hosea chapter 13, verse number 14 like this. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. Pity is hidden from my eyes. The above verse is one of the great Old Testament affirmations of God's power over the last enemy, that is death, and its habitation, that is grave. Even though this great promise by Jehovah God to grant divine power over death did not come into fruition for the people of Israel during the time of Hosea, the true spiritual Israel, that is Christ with his church, experiences it. The final triumph over the last enemy was assured by the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the grave on the third day. God's word has affirmed at least 6 times that death and grave will eventually lose its power over us. 1. Even though Adam and Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden allowed death to enter the world, God promised that the tempter who brought sin and death into the world would eventually be conquered by the seed of the woman, our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 2. The prophet Isaiah has promised that God will swallow up death forever and the Lord God will wipe away tears from their faces. Number 3. The prophet Jeremiah has spoken of God's mercies which are new every morning and we can hope in him because salvation comes from the Lord. Number 4. King David has prophesied about the resurrection of Jesus Christ like this. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Number 5. Apostle Paul echoed Hosea's words when he rhetorically asked, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? After which he added, Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, number 6. Apostle John foresaw the end of death in his vision of a new heaven and a new earth and makes the following statement, And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. God will not only release people from the power of the grave and death, but he will also take away the threat of death on the basis of victory won through the resurrection of his son Jesus Christ. He alone guarantees the personal resurrection of all believers in Christ, ultimately on the day of resurrection. Jesus has declared to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Let us never forget that our Lord Jesus Christ offers everlasting life only to those who believe in him. So put your trust in Jesus today in order to avail the ultimate victory over death and the grave.